On today's Kids Corner, a new space adventure you won't believe.
Computer, what's wrong?
My tracking system shows a massive Nurgle bomb is headed our way. We must leave immediately.
The Doomsday device.
10, 9, 8.
Okay, buckle in.
Okay.
Let's just get out of here.
Stay tuned.
It's time for Kids Corner.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
Well, it's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
On Kids Corner.
That is one strange lizard.
Commander Laserlight! Commander!
What?
There's a giant space squid on our windshield!
Star Runner, can't you see I'm right in the middle of studying battle strategy?
It looks like you're playing X-Monsters from Planet Xenon.
Exactly.
Commander, I suggest you turn your commander steer around and take a look.
What is this all of a... There's a giant space squid on our windshield!
That's what I was trying to tell you.
Okay, engage windshield wipers in 3, 2, 1! Wait, hold it.
Hey, Liz, come on, I was liking that.
Oh, come on, the commander of a Star Cruiser would never scream like that. But it's a space squid.
Yeah.
Lucille, Star Cruisers don't have windshield wipers.
Well, this one does.
Okay, wait, I got it. Let's have Commander Laserlight put on his spacesuit and head out with his laser bazooka to blast the space squid.
Wait, I got it. What if Lieutenant Star Runner heats up the windshield and fries the space squid?
Spike, are you kidding me? Heat up a windshield?
Yeah.
Come on, the bazooka battle is way better.
Well, why are we always doing things your way?
Guys, what? I've had enough fighting already.
Well, look, this makes a way better story. And let's face it, the story really needs help.
That's it. I'm leaving.
Wait, hey, Lucille, where are you going?
I said I needed a little help with my science fiction story. That's all I asked for. Not this. I'm out of here.
Touchy.
All right, let's skip past the squid part. What's next?
Okay, here we go. The two space troopers stepped along the stalwart service structures toward a sleek world of stainless steel.
Their gleaming Star Cruiser reflected the sunlight and their smiles. For Commander Liz Laserlight and Pilot Spike Star Runner, this was not just the ultimate journey. This was the ultimate day of their lives. Because today was not a space simulator drill. Today, they would take a real starship into space.
Spike, I tell you, this is amazing. I mean, just look at this starship.
I mean, actually,
oh, come on, don't be nervous. Just follow my lead, you'll do fine. Can't get over this.
Liz, I think that...
It's you and me on our very first mission. Can you believe that we are actually going
Liz,
to... What?
Listen...
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh no, it's taking off.
Yeah,
grab your seat.
Okay. Ah!
Can you stop already?
Uh-huh. What?
Hey, grow up, will you? You're space troopers for screaming out loud.
Did the computer just talk to us?
Of course I did. It's hard to concentrate with you two screaming like that. Please keep it down while I do my calculations.
Okay.
Now listen up.
Whoa, you play your own trumpet?
Wow.
This is your destination, Planet Zed. There are two civilizations on this planet, the Purple Nubles and the Orange Nurbles. They are now engaged in a ferocious, uncivil war, World War III, and this war has lasted 547 Twiggy Moons. Your mission? Stop the war. Time allotted? 17 minutes.
Wait, hold up. Wait, 17 minutes?
What?
This is all. I'm shutting down for a moment. It's been a long day.
No. How are we gonna stop a war in 17 minutes?
We choose a side and launch a surprise offensive against the other side. While they're on the defense, we call for a truce and negotiate a treaty.
That's ridiculous.
What?
They've been fighting each other for 547 Twiggy Moons. You expect them to just stop the war and have a picnic together?
Okay, then what's your idea?
Well, I don't know, but it's not that.
Wait, you don't have another idea and you're criticizing mine?
Come on, let's face it, Spike. We both know where the brilliance lies in this team.
Oh, whatever brilliance there is, it's lying right now.
Wait a minute, I think you just insulted me.
Well, you think you know it all.
I don't think. I know.
So what's your plan?
to avoid...
We need to assess the situation, then come up with a game plan. You can't just expect to waltz onto a planet and tell people what to do.
But that's exactly what you do.
Oh, come on, Spike, we're friends. What's going on here?
All I've had from you today is insults and put-downs. All day long, I'm done.
Excuse me, Mr. Sensitive Pants.
I don't have sensitive pants. You've got a big head.
You've got a big nose.
Well, your feet smell like liverwurst.
Price for impact.
Your ears look like satellite dishes.
Wait, what did the computer just say?
I think it said brace for... Spike? Oh, wow. Spike, are you okay?
Where are we?
Dude, what did you do?
What did I do?
All right, let's not go there.
Agreed.
Welcome to Planet Zat.
Yeah, what kind of landing was that?
A really bad one.
I thought you were on autopilot or something.
You thought wrong.
Oh, whoops.
Liz, come here.
What? What's up?
Look, out the window.
What?
We're surrounded by little purple guys.
Oh, Noobles. Dude, we've crashed right smack in the middle of Nooble territory.
You think they're hostile?
I don't know. One way to find out. Come on.
Hodge! Oh, you will be annihilated into oblivion!
So, I'm guessing hostile.
We are from planet Earth. We come in peace.
Actually, with that landing, we come in pieces.
Did you say the Earth planet? The Earth planet!
Yeah, I'm sorry?
Wait, you speak English?
Of course. We watch all your TV shows here.
Oh.
Noobles! Attention, Noobles! These are tall ones from the Earth planet! They have been sent from beyond the stars to stop the Great War.
Wait. How did you know that?
Your computer sent us a message before you landed. I didn't realize it was you until you mentioned the Earth planet. By the way, is that how you land on your planet?
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
What?
Quickly, come this way, to our bunker!
What did he say?
Yeah.
There's a missile heading straight for us! Hurry, to the Nooble Bunker! Quickly, get inside! We are deeply honored that you have come to our planet to grant us your great wisdom. Fellow Noobles, Liz Laserlight and Spike Starrunner have come to our planet to grant us their great wisdom.
Actually, General, we're really just a couple of guys.
Actually, General, I'm the wise guy, and this is my assistant.
Hold on, their assistant?
Yes. I mean, Spike, this is our mission, right? Save the planet?
Yeah, but you don't...
Well, then just play along. I got this.
And so, what is your great wisdom?
My great wisdom is this. Be nice to each other.
Incoming! Look out! Brace yourselves!
Whoa! What's happening?
The Nurgle missile is filled with Nurgle insults, words of mass destruction. They annihilate every Nooble in its path. The only way to fight back is to launch our own worldly weapons. There has to be some way to stop this madness.
Liz, I've got an idea. I'm out of here.
Spike, where are you?
Hold it right there.
What?
You're not going anywhere.
I don't understand.
You two seem to be in a very sudden hurry to leave. Are you Nurgle spies?
No, we're space troopers from Earth, honest. Hey, wait a second, I thought we were friends. You know, the tall ones sent to help stop the war.
I trust no one. Not even my friends.
Wow.
Especially my friends.
Okay, that's just sad. Do you have any friends at all?
Knuffel. He was my best friend.
Okay.
We played war when we were little. We grew up together. And now that we're adults, we still play war.
He was a Nurgle?
We started insulting each other just for fun. And it grew and grew. Until it wasn't fun anymore.
Wait, do you mean this whole war started with you two?
Excuse me. Noobles, load the insult launcher. We must strike back quickly.
Oh, but I'm
you say?
Our spies report the Nurbles have devised the ultimate kaboom bomb. It's a doomsday device with enough insult power to blow up the noble half of our planet.
Wow.
Worse than that, our research shows the Nurbles have unwittingly packed enough power in the bomb to explode the entire planet of Zaat.
Oh, no.
This could be the end of all civilization. What should we do?
Well, in situations such as this, I would think that the best course of action is to try... Spike, where did you go?
I went back to the Star Cruiser. I asked the computer for ideas on how to stop the war.
Well, what did she say?
I don't get it. They're just a bunch of ancient sayings or something.
Well, here, let me see. Let me see. Those who are kind benefit themselves, but the cruel bring ruin on themselves. Proverbs 11, verse 17? These are Bible verses.
Okay.
The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Proverbs 18, verse 21. Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Luke 6, verses 27 and 28. Oh, okay, and one more. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 15:1.
See, it's just a bunch of nice sayings.
Nice sayings? Spike, don't you see? This is how we stop the war.
Tell us!
Now, hold on. What? Liz, the best military strategy in history shows the best defense is a strong offense. We need to hit them strong and hard when they least expect it. A surprise attack. We want the enemy to always be responding to us. That way, we're always in control. Finally, we surround them, cut off their supplies and communication, then call for terms for their surrender. Negotiate terms, war ended.
Where do you get this stuff?
Video games.
Dude, you have got it all wrong.
What?
I mean, look, if mean words have the power to start a war, then maybe kind words can stop a war. Do you see? Love our enemies, do good. A gentle answer turns away wrath.
That makes no sense.
Can you give me an example?
Yeah, hold on, General.
No, I understand. Of course. Nurbles, we will counterattack with words of kindness.
Liz, this has to be the dumbest military strategy I've ever seen.
Now I see the example.
I don't know, but this.
The Earthlings are demonstrating to us how to love our enemies. I see now. Nurbles, we must load our insult launcher with insults, as we have always done. But this time, we will insult the Nurbles with love.
That's how it goes every time. We always do what you want to do, and it always ends in disaster. Who made you boss anyway?
Oh, would you like to compare report cards?
That was no good.
Space troopers, return to your ship immediately.
Hey, wait, shh.
What?
Listen.
Space troopers, return to your ship immediately.
It's the computer on the Star Cruiser.
Dude, our time is up. We gotta get out of here.
Should we tell the general?
I think he'll let us go. He thought I was trying to escape before. Quick, while he's not looking.
Okay, go.
Let's go. Come on.
What?
Uh-oh.
No.
Halt! Come back!
Oh, no, he's after us. Come on, Spike!
Go!
Quick, hit the big airlock!
Okay, I got it!
Okay, all right. Whew. I thought for sure he was gonna get
him.
Whoa!
Liz Laserlight and Spike Star Runner.
Hi!
How'd you get inside our ship?
I still have business with you both.
We have business as well.
Yeah.
We have to get back to Earth.
Right.
Our Star Cruiser's about to take off.
Yeah, so...
But I wanted to thank you.
What?
On behalf of all the people of Zaat, I wanted to tell you how grateful we are for helping us stop the war and save our planet.
Of course. All in a day's work, really.
I mean, we really didn't do anything,
Go
but...
in peace. And with our thanks.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, General, to you too. See you later.
Bye.
Farewell.
Wow. I guess we can say mission accomplished.
What do you mean? They're still at war.
Initiating launch sequence.
Computer, what's wrong?
My tracking system shows a massive Nurbul bomb is headed our way. We must leave immediately.
The doomsday device.
10, 9, 8.
Okay, buckle in.
Okay.
Oh, skip it. Let's just get out of here.
Oh, wow. What a day.
Goodbye, Planet Zaat. It looks so peaceful from up here.
And yet... Whoa!
The planet exploded!
Computer, the planet just exploded!
I know.
And now the gleaming steel Star Cruiser reflected the flying bits and flaming pieces of a planet that once was. And the two space troopers traveled on into the darkness, into the silence. The end.
Kind of a bummer ending.
Yeah.
I know that was a story, but it was so real.
What do you mean?
Well, it was just like you in real life.
What?
You're always pushing everybody to do what you want to do, bulldozing over everybody.
Wait, what? I mean... Okay, well, at least I don't have the intelligence of a... Okay, wait.
What?
What am I doing here? It's a gentle answer that turns away wrath. Spike, dude, we already blew up a planet. Let's not blow up our friendship.
Yeah, you're right.
Wait, what?
Wait, who's...
Lucille? How long have you been standing there?
Well, long enough to hear the real ending of the story.
You did a good job, Lucille.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Except, if you don't mind, do you think we could change up a couple of things? Would you be open to that?
Well, yeah, I think so. Let's talk.
Okay, so I had this idea.
Uh-huh.
Now, see what you think.
All right.
But first, I think we need to promote Spike.
Right, I think we should put the windshield wipers back in.
I want the laser.
Okay, well, I certainly hope they do better with their own world.
May the words of my mouth, and the meditation of my heart, be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock.
And take my days too. I will follow, I will praise you. Let the words of my mouth and the promise of my heart be pleasing in your eyes. My God, my rock, my king. If I stumble set me on a new way, where your mercies are brand new every day. Let the words of my mouth and the promise of my heart be pleasing in your eyes. My God, my rock, my king. If I stumble of my mind.